Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio. It has been a great week of championship basketball, and of course on tonight's show, our coverage will continue. As a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, you can just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. A reminder, all of our guests, of course, are joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, and that's who we're getting ready to talk to right now. We're going to be visiting with a Basketball Insider publisher, Steve Kyler. There are so many burning questions in the NBA. We want to get into the 2015 NBA playoffs. They're just around the corner. The MVP race is on, and also, it's been a while since Steve's been on the show. We want to talk about the impact of some of the trades that went down. So, Steve, good evening. It's nice to have you with us.
Always good to be with you.
And so much to get into, especially right here in the Western Conference, because the sprint to the finish line, it is on. Obviously, the Western Conference, the best in the NBA. So many teams really did improve their stock with some of the trades. We'll talk about that here momentarily. But at the forefront of my mind is, let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. I mean, Steph Curry, he's got his guys on top. But my question to you is, do they have what it takes to be the ultimate of the NBA champion this year?
Well, I think they've got the resume of a title contender. I think when you look at how they play defensively, they're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. They've got a lot of depth. And, you know, it was funny when the big three got together in Miami, I was asking a bunch of executives, would it all work? And there was a common theme, and I don't know if it was a rehearsed theme or if it was just how everyone sees it. You know, your first three guys generally get you there. You need really three good guys to get you into the playoffs. But to contend for a championship, it's your next three guys. And when you think about all of the championship teams that have won in the last few years, you know, you think about the San Antonio Spurs, it's guys like Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. It wasn't Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and Tim Duncan. It was those next three guys. And, you know, even as good as that Miami team was, you know, one of those championships is Ray Allen. One of the other championships is Mike Miller. And I think that's where Golden State starts to really have that it factor to be a real contender, because it is more than just, you know, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They've got Draymond Green is playing incredibly well. Guys like Sean Livingston off the bench, you know, Maurice Spates, Andre Iguodala, David Lee. They've got a whole lot of guys that they can lean on. And I think the other bigger thing is they see the big picture. They see what's in front of them and the opportunity. And when you're in that locker room, you don't see guys counting the number of minutes or counting their shot attempts. You know, they really are really comfortable with their role and really comfortable with how they play with each other, and everybody's getting an opportunity. And I think that as long as that continues, they're a very scary team, not just because they can sculpt you in so many ways offensively, because they can shut you down in so many ways defensively.
Steve Kyler, Basketball Insider's publisher, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And obviously, a key to a championship run, it is depth. And it sounds like you like Golden State's their supporting cast.
Yeah, they're a very deep team. And you know, as I mentioned, you know, Sean Livingston, David Lee, Andre Iguodala, you're bringing those kind of guys off the bench. Those are starters on other teams. And, you know, you think about Sean Livingston, there wasn't that long ago that Sean was considered, you know, one of the up-and-coming stars before, you know, he had that gruesome knee injury. And,
right.
You know, he's really playing very good basketball, and he brings such an interesting dynamic to what they do. You can take Steph Curry off the floor for extended periods of time, and you don't lose any intensity. And I think that's what really plays in Golden State's favor, is there's a huge interchangeability factor for them, that if they do have an injury or somebody like an Andrew Bogut goes down, they've got a guy on the roster that can not only give you that level of production, but also fit in very seamlessly. The other part, too, is because they have so much depth. If you look at the minutes played, you know, they don't have to lean on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Those guys don't have nearly as much mileage on them this year as they even had last year. And, you know, that's a huge luxury. You saw San Antonio do it last year, where they didn't have a single player in the season average more than 30 minutes a game. The Golden State's not quite to that level, but you do have the ability to kind of pull guys out. And I think they're going to be rested. I think it's one of the reasons they haven't had a lot of major injuries at this point, is because they can be very judicious about how much they throw at guys. You know, if they need to lean on Steph Curry, they can, because they haven't leaned on him for the last six games. You know, they have a real luxury of being able to put it down when they want to.
I definitely want you to weigh in and your reaction on Dante Jones, a post-game butt on Draymond Green. I mean, he wasn't too pleased about that, but he was the guy that Green got the final word. I mean, he dropped 23 points.
He did. And, you know, there's a funny thing about that dynamic is those two teams, specifically the L.A. Clippers and the Golden State Warriors, they really don't like each other. And, you know, the Clippers, I think, have that distinction with a couple of teams because Memphis is one, too. There is just a real animosity. And I think that, you know, some of that is the players on the roster. And if you look at, you know, the number of technical fouls and flagrant fouls, you know, a lot of Clippers on that list. They're a chippy, edgy group that's trying to get in your head and trying to get you to make a mistake. And, you know, the bump was certainly not maybe the most professional thing to do, but I think it is really kind of it illustrates really the dynamic the Clippers have with a lot of their opponents is they don't like you and they're not going to keep any secret of it.
Hey, Steve Kyler with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We don't want to get too far into the interview. Tell all of our listeners, Steve, where they can check out Basketball Insiders.
Well, we cover the NBA and basketball 365, so really anything that's going on in the world of basketball. We've got the March tournament coming up. We'll be all over that. And a race to the postseason, you know, is certainly kind of a big element for us. But, you know, then there's the other side of that. There are 14 teams that won't make the postseason, and then we'll be talking about the draft and kind of how they'll change their teams and their fortune going forward. So really getting to an interesting time in basketball, and we'll be all over to Basketball Insiders.
Well, we are zeroing in on Golden State right now. Obviously, so much attention offensively on the Splash Brothers, the best offensive tandem, I would say, in the NBA. But we've seen such significant improvement with the Warriors defensively. How have they done it? How have they fine-tuned that, Steve?
Well, I think there's been two parts. Is one, that Draymond Green being inserted in the starting lineup, he's just so big and he's so active, and they allow him to freelance. You've got Andrew Bogut, that's a real challenger down in the paint. You know, he's not a huge leaper, shot blocker, but he's big and he's physical, and he can really, you know, clog up the middle, if you will. And then you can bring guys like Andre Iguodala. It wasn't that long ago that Andre Iguodala was an all-star and a starter in this league. And, you know, having the luxury of bringing somebody that's such a versatile player like that off the bench, you know, David Lee always gets the knock that he's not this and he's not that. He's been very good defensively for them this year. And I think it's a mindset, too, is that, you know, they understand as a team and as a unit that, you know, they're going to get where they need to go defensively. And it's something that, you know, not only head coach Steve Kerr, but assistant coach Alvin Gentry has really kind of preached to them is that, you know, they're going to make their mark in this league defensively, and that jump shooting, especially when you're as perimeter-oriented as Golden State is, will come and go. And certainly in the playoffs, it's a lot harder to be a very good jump shooting team. And they've seen now over the span of, you know, more than 50-plus wins that they can really change the game in a lot of ways in their favor defensively. And I think that's just a young team understanding the importance and value of defense, that it can't just be, let's see who can put up the most points. They really get and understand, and I think they're running a very sound defensive principle. You know, we talk a lot in football about coverage schemes and that and things of that nature. The Golden State runs a very good system-based defense. They're not great man-to-man defenders, but they're going to move you around on the floor to places you don't want to be and bait you into taking bad shots. And they're really good at doing that. And I think that's really one of the keys to their success hasn't been so much how much they can outscore you because they can, but it's how much they can frustrate you and make you, one, they'll get out in front and force you to kind of, you know, catch up, and then you'll make some mistakes that way. But the other part is they just push you around on the floor.
NBA Talk continues with Steve Kyler, Basketball Insiders publisher. We will be right back after this quick break.